Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. From Russian President Boris Yeltsin, a bombshell revelation from KGB files. Americans captured in Vietnam were sent to Soviet labor camps, and some may still be alive. That's what he told NBC News in an interview while flying to Washington. And if true, would be the first time Moscow has admitted to taking Vietnam POWs. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry heads the Senate's special POW-MIA investigation.
Obviously, it's an astounding revelation if it's true, but it still remains to be seen whether or not his statement pans out. It is obviously a shocking and remarkable turn of events, which makes true a lot of the assertions that many of us have been making.
Are we talking about secrets inside of secrets here that could still peel away more revelations?
It is entirely possible, but I think we first have to find out whether this one, in fact, has full basis in reality. We just don't know yet.
Should we apply pressure now or just continue on a good faith level?
I think there's a good faith process here. I think it would be a little bit arrogant of us suddenly to apply pressure.
However, Beth Stewart, daughter of a missing POW, does want pressure applied.
Yeltsin's here to get additional aid for Russia, and we say, fine, that's wonderful. Find the Americans, send them home, and then we'll talk about aid.
Amid the new MIA controversy, Yeltsin is about to get a red carpet White House welcome this morning. Correspondent Rob Armstrong previews the two-day summit.
Presidents Bush and Yeltsin hope to resolve the remaining issues in the way of a new and broader treaty to cut the number of nuclear warheads in the arsenals of both countries. Yeltsin spoke through a translator on his arrival at Andrews Air Force Base.
We have come here to work hard. The proposed agenda includes not only urgent bilateral problems, but also major issues of disarmament and stability enhancement.
In addition, Yeltsin wants U.S. economic help in his domestic reform efforts. Legislation to aid the former Soviet republics has not yet made it through Congress, and there are no signs an administration appeal for Senate action this week will be heeded. The Russian president will address a joint meeting of Congress and meet with congressional leaders tomorrow. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Washington.
Yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding the government's right to kidnap suspects from countries which won't act under extradition treaties is not going down well in neighboring Canada and Mexico. Bob Neufeld is in Ottawa.
Canada's External Affairs Department says, like it or not, the U.S. is bound by extradition treaties with Canada, and they should be used to get suspects in American criminal cases to return to the United States. Spokesman Denis Laliberté says the Canadian government will view any attempt to kidnap one of its citizens as a criminal act. While admitting she's not too concerned about the impact of the decision, Canadian Justice Minister Kim Campbell also says Canada would be prepared to act if U.S. justice officials tried to exercise their new right in this country.
For someone to kidnap someone from Canada to take to the United States, we would seek to extradite the kidnappers.
And Campbell says the Supreme Court's decision is sending out a negative message at a time when the world is trying to draw up legal standards everyone can live with. Bob Neufeld for CBS News, Ottawa.
The Supreme Court case centered on the abduction of a Mexican doctor in the torture killing of U.S. drug agent Enrique Camarena. As James Blears reports, Mexico reacted by handcuffing U.S. drug agents there.
In a tersely worded statement, the Mexican Foreign Ministry says the ruling has ignored their 1978 extradition treaty with the United States. It also says it considers the kidnapping of any of its nationals as a criminal act. The Mexican government is now reviewing that extradition treaty, and it's stating that U.S. drugs enforcement agents won't be able to operate within Mexico until the matter's resolved. It says by this it means that a new interpretation of cooperation that guarantees the respect of Mexican law and the complete observation of its international sovereignty. James Blears for CBS News, Mexico City.
There are conflicting reports from the Middle East this morning on the status of the last two Western hostages in Lebanon. Syria's official news agency says a German aid workers, Heinrich Strubig and Thomas Kempner, have been handed over to a Lebanese-Syrian committee and will be transferred later today to a German envoy in Beirut. However, German diplomats say that could take even longer. It's 4.5 minutes past seven.
Europe has changed in unimaginable ways. Borders have changed, disappeared, lost their meaning. Soon, one currency, free trade, no tariffs. A whole new world for business. And one airline is ready now to make it easier for you to compete in that world. Alitalia. Alitalia Airlines flies to 114 cities in 56 countries around the world. Alitalia flies the only non-stops from Los Angeles to Italy. With only wide-body service. With only 12 seats in our exclusive first class. and a business class unsurpassed in spaciousness and service. No wonder more people fly Alitalia nonstop to Italy than any other airline. Alitalia Airlines, the spirit, style, and professionalism of modern Italy. Choose Alitalia first. The rest is easy.
Construction starts on new homes and apartments rose last month at the strongest pace in more than a year. However, the gain was not enough to erase a steep decline in April. Dave Siders is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
I don't expect to see the numbers in the near term, you know, really showing, you know, great strength. All I'm hoping at the moment is that the declines we saw in other recent months have been arrested and we're now at least stable, moving up gradually.
The Federal Reserve reports the nation's factories, mines, and utilities boosted production by 0.6% in May. This marks the first four-month string of advances since last summer. And the government reports the U.S. trade deficit narrowed to $5.3 billion in the first quarter. During the primaries, some key United Auto Workers locals backed Jerry Brown. Yesterday, Democratic nominee apparent Bill Clinton went before the UAW convention in San Diego, and he took issue with the UAW's opposition to the Mexico Free Trade Agreement. Expanded trade, he said, is the key to reigniting the U.S. manufacturing base. But his main target continued to be the Bush administration.
This administration has no vision, no strategy, and vetoed a tax bill that would have given manufacturers in this country new incentives for plant and equipment to put our people back to work here while letting millions of our jobs be lost for no strategy overseas and to a stagnant economy.
Vice President Quayle may need some remedial spelling. At an elementary school in Trenton, New Jersey, a student spelled the word potato on the blackboard. P-O-T-A-T-O. Then Quayle told him he was missing a letter, and the puzzle boy added an E, making it P-O-T-A-T-O-E. To the amazement of reporters, Quayle then praised the boy, who later stood up for himself.
Vice President spelled it wrong, and I was right. But I can't argue with the president, Vice President. So I guess he was wrong, and I was right.
Quayle was reading the incorrect spelling off a flashcard he was holding. One word Quayle did spell correctly, president. Prescott Bush Jr., the president's older brother, has been named as a defendant in a $2.5 million breach of contract lawsuit filed in New York federal court by a Japanese company linked to mobsters. The judge gave Bush until June 25th to respond. In Milwaukee, abortion opponents have defied a court order that bars them from demonstrating within 25 feet of an abortion clinic or anyone entering or leaving. WTMJ newsman John Boss is there.
So far this morning, there have been about 24 arrests at this abortion clinic on the northwest side of Milwaukee. Two waves of pro-life people stormed the barricades, and those persons were arrested. So far, no other violence, but a very boisterous crowd outside this clinic in Milwaukee.
The group Missionaries to the Preborn had planned demonstrations at five other clinics there. The New York Times reports the U.S., Mexico, Venezuela, and Vanuatu have reached a compromise agreement to ban the use of nets to catch tuna when dolphins are in the area. That deal could end a long trade dispute. The so-called motor voter bill, approved last month in the U.S. Senate, comes up in the House today. It would make voter registration automatic whenever someone 18 or older gets a driver's license or changes address. Someone apparently smuggled a gun into the Washington, D.C. jail, and last night shots were fired. Four inmates suffered leg wounds. Inmates are now in a lockdown as guards search for that gun. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is down 85 cents at $342.15 an ounce. And on Wall Street, industrial average is ahead 7.25 at 3362.15. Time of the roundup, 10 past 7.